English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Di saat engkau di sana.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
This is Voice of Indonesia bringing you the news. The Indonesian government has delivered humanitarian aid to victims of floods and landslides in South Halmahera, North Maluku. The announcement was made on Monday by Marsyani Mansur, Acting Director of Social Protection for Natural Disaster Victims at the Ministry of Social Affairs. Public Works Minister Dodi Hanggodo reaffirmed his ministry's commitment to accelerating the rehabilitation and renovation of school facilities under the government's tuition-free school program Sekolah Rakyat. Speaking in Jakarta on Monday, Hanggodo highlighted that the use of digital services information systems is an important breakthrough for closely monitoring the developments of projects at 63 locations across Indonesia in real time. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Hello, VOI listeners and viewers. You are back with us, Voice of Indonesia on RRI.net. And we'll be bringing you, of course, news and video music and information from across Indonesia. And not to forget your favorite feature from Voice of Indonesia. And now I'll be playing you a song called Afghan Dia Dia Dia. Enjoy.
Wajah yang mengalihkan duniaku. Membuat diriku sungguh-sungguh tak berhenti mengejar pesona. Tunggu, dia, lengkapi. bidadariku,
bidadariku.
Oh, cantiknya hiasi hari-hariku. Oh yeah, membuat diriku sungguh-sungguh tak berhenti mengajar pesonanya. Kan ku berikan yang terbaik untuk membuktikan cinta. Oh, kepadanya
dia
cinta yang ku tunggu.
Dia
melengkapi hidupku.
Dia
cinta yang kan mampu menemaniku mewarnai hidupku.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Tiba-tiba, aku jatuh cinta. Diam-diam, kau pun juga cinta. Kita berdua belum punya kekasih. Saling mendekati. Perasaan tak bisa berdusta. Bahagia terasa sempurna. Kita berdua belum punya kekasih. Tunggu apa lagi? Katakan cinta bila cinta. Hati ini meminta kau lebih dari teman berbagi. Jadi kekasihku saja,
dari teman jadi kekasihku saja.
Perasaan tak bisa berdusta. Bahagia terasa sempurna. Kita berdua belum punya kekasih.
Bye.
saja.
Berlari ke sana kemari sambil tertawa riang. Kedua tangannya diayun kiri kanan. Hari ini bahagia terbias di wajahnya. Kita buat hari ini penuh riang. Berkumpul bersama teman dan bersenang-senang.
La 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 oh oh oh. Pandanglah awan di atas bintang-bintang di sana. Terbang bersama kupu-kupu bermain pelangi bersama dewa-dewi.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Katulistiwa di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara.
Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu kita, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to a special interview in VOI Talk. And right now, we've come to a special interview from a country outside from Indonesia, of course. They come from Vietnam with the university, also from the University of Indonesia. From the university from Vietnam, we have Miss Hun Feng, that's correct?
Yes, it is. Okay. Thank you for pronouncing it so perfectly.
Thank you so much. I'm really grateful as well because I hope I don't pronounce it wrong.
You got it right.
Okay. And from the University of Jakarta, we have Muthia.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you
for inviting us.
Yes. Okay. So, Ms. Feng, can you tell us from what university are the students come from Vietnam?
Okay, so we are University of Management and Technology, Ho Chi Minh City. So we're from Ho Chi Minh City,
which is a city south of Vietnam. We are one of the two biggest cities in Vietnam, with a population of 12 million people, so very similar to Jakarta, actually.
Yeah.
You know, UMT, which is the abbreviation of our university's name, is a relatively young university. So we're very young, we're 4 years old.
4 years old?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
So that's like super new.
That's super new. And we have a amazing campus with very beautiful building and one of the most active Vietnamese students. So in our curriculum, there's a international experiential program that's built into our curriculum, whereas like the students have to go outside of Vietnam and experience a foreign country for 2 weeks, partnering up with our friend's university, which is for Indonesia, is UNJ, and they got to learn, they got to experience the country culturally and historically, and they also experience the economic development in that country through industry visits. So today is a very special day because we get to visit RRI. So this is like, it's been a wonderful eye-opening experience for me, actually, and also for our students.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is this the first time for the students to go outside Vietnam?
Yes, this is the first time ever. So like you can see that they're really excited. They're very fresh and they're very energetic and very like eager to learn, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so for Muthi, I would like to ask you, how long does this cooperation started to build from Indonesia to Vietnam?
Yeah, so we already have some collaboration with Vietnam, but we try to implement it since last year. We have an exchange student with Dong Thap University, and we also meet new colleague from UMT, Ho Chi Minh City, and now we do a lot of collaboration together. And today we have the student to have the international internship camp, so they will have some experience in industry and have experience to be like real work with RRI. Thank you very much.
Okay, we are. Thank you for you actually for coming here to the studio. And so, between Indonesia and Vietnam, I would like to ask, does the program last 2 weeks, and is there any places for the students from Vietnam to visit outside from RRI in these 2 weeks?
They have visited Indosat.
Indosat.
Yes.
Okay.
And then
Tomorrow they will have an engagement with No Limit. This is a startup, so they will deal with the big data, how to conduct the data science and so on.
Okay. But for the Indonesian college students, will they have a chance to go to Vietnam, maybe to visit UMT?
Oh my God, I would love that. When will UMJ send students over to Vietnam? We are more than happy and welcome to have Indonesian students to come and visit Vietnam. I think this is just, it's such a great time for the two countries to strengthen the bond. Students exchange program actually a great way to lay out a foundation for further deeper future collaboration, right? Because these students, they're graduating in 2 years, right? And then if that, you know, you have Indonesian students coming to Vietnam in 2 years' time, you already have that much more friendship being formed very early on in their career stage, and then can move forward economically and professionally. So in that sense, I really, really hope that UMT can be like a catalyst, for further collaboration, not only between, you know, UNJ and UMT, but really just the two countries together. We are right at this very exciting junction where Indonesia and Vietnam are both two of the fastest growing countries in the world. And I think that alone just, you know, calls for like stronger actions toward cooperation and just friendship, because only friendship can lead to actual business and career opportunities.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so for a listener, fun fact, I just graduated not long ago, but I was hoping I was still a student, so I can probably go to
You know, we're only 3 hours away.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Maybe. I've been to Indonesia like 10 times. So,
10 times?
Yes.
Oh, so this is not your first time to Indonesia?
This is not my first time in even Jakarta. Yeah.
Even Jakarta.
Yeah.
Okay, so some question I would like to ask. Is there any other cities that you visited outside Jakarta? Maybe like Bali?
Of course. Of course. Yeah, so I've been to Yogyakarta, Borobudur. So it's like, and Bali. I was just in Bintan Island 2 weeks ago. So yeah, and I have a lot of Indonesian friends.
Oh. You love Indonesia.
And I love Indonesian food. Yeah.
I love Indonesian food.
I love gado-gado and
I also like Vietnam food. They taste quite eccentric.
Then you gotta go to Vietnam.
I hope maybe if I had 10 chance I would go. Okay, so for Muthi, I would like to ask you. Mm-hmm. And for UNJ, what are the expected things that you hope in collaborating with like the companies like Indosat, RRI, and the other like startup that you've just mentioned?
Yeah, so for the student, of course, they will get a lot of experiences, the real world, to be a professional in the future. For us, it will increase our internationalization, our engagement with the industry, of course. And then we do some collaboration between two countries, Indonesia and also Vietnam. And I hope in the future, we can also come to Vietnam and do the same thing, the internship with the Vietnam industry.
Okay, so on the program that the UMT choose for this cooperation, can you explain to us what is the program that you've chosen to accept here in Indonesia? The program like between the collaboration with other, why do you choose like the startup of Indosat, or maybe it's just a common invitation from the company itself?
So for this particular 2 weeks that UMT students are here, it's been a very close, a lot of working and time and effort invested in by both the staff and the faculty of UNJ and UMT. So it's not something that is it's not cookie cutter, right? It's not something that we just take out from a file in the laptop.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of talking and discussion to kind of see where UMT students are. I have to say, UNJ has been wonderfully amazing in terms of working with us and just really looking, observing where our students are and building the programs based on the needs of UMT students and also what Indonesia has to offer at its best. So I think that only can come from pride and love of one country, really. Like, this is not something that you can just throw out there. Like UNJ has been really showing us the best that not only UNJ offer, but also what Indonesia can offer to the future relationship and collaboration. So I think with that, and I think that is what all universities and should approach this program, right? This is not something that this is the first time these students get to experience this, and this is something that later on when they graduate, doesn't matter how much money they have, they won't be able to recreate this again.
Mm-hmm.
It's very unique, and it happens definitely the first time and once in a lifetime in their life, and that takes a lot of heart and a lot of experience to draw up a program like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I hope the best for the students as well.
Yes, yes. We're in the best hands with UNJ, for sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
For Muthia, and I would like to ask you, what are the expected benefits of the cooperation with the establishment other than like Indosat, especially from RRI, Voice of Indonesia?
Yeah, we know that RRI is the best media we have, the national one, and they have a lot of great experiences since we are independent. So that's why we choose RRI, because they are the best in the media, and we hope that they will give some information and experience it like that to the student as well. And yeah, we looked at the student enjoy the material and the knowledge. Thank you for the RRI.
Okay. Yeah. So for the final question, I would like to ask the both of you, what are the future plans with UNJ and UMT, and maybe with RRI in the near future? Maybe would you like to be interviewed on in Vietnam? Maybe Wilson. Some people there.
Yeah. Do you want to take the floor first?
Yeah. We know that VOI doesn't have a Vietnamese language, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe in the future we will have it with the collaboration with UMT, so they can also have a news in Vietnamese.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, for sure, because then, you know, we want more Vietnamese people to learn of Indonesia and learn, yeah. Well, for UNJ and UMT, there are a lot of opportunities for collaboration. UNJ is a very well-established, high reputation university, one of the best university in Indonesia. UMT, we're still very young, but we have so much to offer still, because our student is really, really great, very energetic, high achievers. And with that, I think there's always a lot of things that we can put on the table. We can talk about collaboration in terms of, you know, low-hanging fruits like this exchange program between Vietnamese and Indonesian students. We can have collaborations on our bachelor program. You know, we talk about 2+2, 3+1, and collaboration in research and exchange of faculty even. So there's still a lot of rooms to grow for both universities. And I think, you know, with this trip, with this batch of students trip, it's a great first step toward like further and tighter collaboration. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ms. Feng and Muthia, for coming to the studio, especially during this time of the year. And Void listener, just like we heard, today is a special day, especially a collaboration between two countries from Indonesia and Vietnam. And we hope the best for the future of the both countries, and especially for the new UMT that just been started.
Thank you, Ray.
Yes, you are welcome. And Voice listener, for those of you who wants to know a lot more from Indonesia and the world, you can always check out and tune in to our YouTube account in VOI Official to know more about a special interview just like this. So always stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
RRI Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
people may know Ende for Lake Limutu, the three-colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Wolotopo Village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Ende. Passing through semi-hot mix road along the coast of Nanganesa with waves and sparkling black sand which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Wolotopo Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampong. We trace rising path and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampong, we should meet Bernardus Dei to ask permission. He is Mosalaki or custom leaders in Wolotopo village. He is precisely called Mosalaki Dikasawu, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuapu'u or the origin kampung, where Saoria or big houses are situated. There are two Saoria in the village, namely Sao Atalaki and Sao Sue. They are wooden stilt house with rumbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
Rumah ini sudah lapisan ketujuh.
This house is already for the seventh generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic related to the territory rights of custom law people. It symbolizes working together and unity. This house was built with a ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Saoria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sao Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sao Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, have three rooms, with each name and function. They are Waja Buuria, Waja Lulu, and Waja Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, setelah Buria Waja Lulu, yang kedua Waja Tenda.
There are parts inside the house. They are Waja Buria, Waja Lulu, and Waja Tenda. The first one is inhabited by the first child because Bu itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors' heritage objects. There is also a place for Mosalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there is a place for musyawara or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
Begitu pula sebelah kiri dan kanan, sama, sama semua posisinya, seperti hitungannya.
To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies which need high cost, at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount revealed by Bernardus Dei. Although most of Wolotopo villagers are plantation farmers, they are willing to pay big amount of fund for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sao Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged with traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to pull pegs of wood called Tai Telu Lolu. Then people break down the house and held a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut, which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lealako to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Upacara Lealako itu di mana para tukang dengan
Lealako ceremony is when construction workers clear location both in kampung and in the forest. They should give food in four directions to stay away from bad luck and obstacles. They give offering to the ruler of the forest before cutting the woods. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do Tenda Sau ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony featured Tandak and Gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put Leke Pera, house pole with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including waving or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
Telah melakukan pemasangan leke para, dilanjutkan pemasangan untuk balok untuk buat tenda rumah.
After putting leke para, putting blocks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and constructing are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for this house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again by giving offerings in four directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forests, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Nio, Poke Muku, and Gawi Kea are held in Keda Kanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Mosalaki in Wolotopo village. Keda Kanga is a place where their ancestor did worship with one stone monument named Musumasi. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Wolotopo village. Besides, there are stone graves which have existed for hundreds of years in Keda Kanga. The graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Mosalaki.
Keda Kanga, rumah tempat pemuja berhala oleh seluruh para Mosalaki.
Keda Kanga is a place where Mosalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The central circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Mosalaki in a kampung center called Pusenua in Leo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Mosalaki do Tandak and Gawi dance accompanied with Golamba traditional music to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolotopo traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, This information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Meski cinta dalam derita, saat harapan yang gelap kan memudar, cinta tetap ada walau di dera.
Aku kan di sini. Kenyataan harus kulalui, tak akan kulari walau memang pahit. Walau ku menangis, tetap ku berdiri. Meski hancurnya hatiku, meski berat beban ini, namun ku tak sendiri. Karena cinta sertaku, meski harus ku lewati seribu jalan yang berliku, namun ku tahu pasti dalam hidupku cinta takkan usai.
Aku kan di sini,
dan aku di sini.
Kenyataan harus ku lalui, tak akan ku lari, walau memang pahit,
walau ku hatiku, meski berat beban ini, namun ku tak sendiri. Karena cinta sertaku, meski harus ku lewati seribu jalan yang berliku, namun ku tahu pasti dalam hidupku cinta.
Namun ku tahu pasti dalam hidupku cinta takkan usai. Dalam hidupku cinta takkan usai.
Thank you.
the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, turn with me. In Indonesia.
Empal gentong, a traditional dish from Cirebon that has been famous since the 17th century. It features a rich spice broth that is truly tempting. The word empal means beef, while gentong refers to the large pot used for cooking it. The beef is slowly cooked in a broth rich with spices such as turmeric, ginger, and lemongrass, creating a savory and slightly spicy flavor that delights the taste buds. Empal gentong not only offers tender meat, but also a culinary tradition passed down through generations, with each spoonful reminding us of the warmth and enjoyment of the past. Typically served with rice or lontong, this dish is often accompanied by sambal and crackers to enhance the experience. More than just a meal, empal gentong is an unforgettable taste experience. Enjoy its deliciousness and feel the authentic flavor of Cirebon.
This is Indonesia, and these are our stories. Stories you might not have seen, heard, or watched. Waiting for your discovery, and for you to write your own. This is our beauty. Ever heard people say the grass is greener on the other side? Well, this is the other side. Except that it's not just green, but also blue, red, and yellow too, as far as eyes can see. This is our secret. Shh. Better lower your volume if you don't want to wake them up. Inside this jungle, they proudly prowl and growl and whatever it is they're doing over here. And can you hear it? It's our call to feast. So don't be shy. Treat yourself with something sweet, savory, spicy. Just don't lick your screen, please. These aren't just some foods or spices. It's our legacy. Crafted, refined, served over time. And this, yeah, this is Bali. You know, with its wonderful beaches, mountains, palm trees, and parties. But why stop there? Go further. Meet the locals, the very hands who craft the finest and the very best every single day. Because all this is Indonesia, and all these are our stories. It's time for you to discover them and write your own. So, where do you begin?
Yeah.
katulistiwa. Kita kabarkan berita, membuka cakrawala. Semua bertahun tulang di dalam bangsa. Aspirasi bangsa, aspirasi kita Indonesia. Sesungguhnya kita hadir pada dunia. Kita Indonesia. Sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia. Sesungguhnya kita hadir pada. Aspirasi bangsa, aspirasi kita Indonesia. Sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi dunia. Kita Indonesia. Sesungguhnya.
Indonesia. Strategically lies in the heart of Coral Triangle. The global epicenter of marine diversity. Beyond doubt, is a diverse paradise. Indonesia's underwater has so much to offer. Its beauty is unparalleled.